This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In the last hour, New Jersey has finally stopped its even-odd gas rationing program, but there are still tens of thousands of people in the Northeast who have no electricity 2 weeks after Sandy came ashore. So what needs to be done to our infrastructure to deal with storms like this in the future? Arshad Mansour is Senior Vice President for Research and Development at the Electric Power Research Institute, and he's with us now from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so how is it possible that 2 weeks after Hurricane Sandy, there are still people without power? What is taking so long?
Well, if you look at when you have a storm and you're going through restoration, you have to make sure you first do the damage assessment. And once you have done the damage assessment, then you have to send the crews out there. And then you have to clean the roads. You have to make sure you have places that you can go to. And if you look at what's happening in New York right now, there are more than 100,000 crews that are working on it. But we have to make the grid more resilient going forward.
All right. Well, so in a perfect world, what would it take to upgrade our grid and be ready for these kinds of things so they don't cause disruptions for weeks?
One thing we always think about is let's make it more hardened. Let's make the infrastructure so that it can survive anything that Mother Nature can throw at him. What can we do so we can recover more quickly? But if the customers are out of power for weeks, what can we provide them as a technology option so they can cope with an outage better?
But when we talk about hardening, what are we talking about?
Well, hardening, you know, we all think about undergrounding. You take an overhead line and you put it underground. That is one of the options for hardening. If you look at what happened in Manhattan, in this case, it was flood. So if you're looking at a flood impact, you may have to either raise the levees higher or you may have to raise the substations higher.
Well, what would it cost, for example, to put all the lines on the coasts underground?
Well, if you look at undergrounding costs, it can range anywhere from hundreds of thousands to $2 million a mile. I'll give you a specific example of a study that was done in North Carolina in 2003. The average cost for undergrounding ranged from hundreds of thousands of dollars to $2 million. But the bottom line was, if you had to underground everything in North Carolina, it would have taken more than $40 billion and it would have raised the bill for the consumers by more than 100%. So selective undergrounding is the way to go. Just undergrounding everything is not a cure-all.
You know, I was looking at a picture of Manhattan the other day from the 1930s, and I noticed off on the East River, there was the exact same power plant that blew the other day in Hurricane Sandy. I mean, it's amazing to me that we've been using the same infrastructure for 80 years.
Well, the infrastructure, you know, if you look at our roads and bridges, we have infrastructures that are 80 years old. You know, if you have wind that topples a big tree on a line, you can have a brand new infrastructure. The line will still go down. The utility industry always learns from an event like this because these are events that have major impact on consumers as we are seeing it right now.
Arshad Mansour is Senior Vice President at the Electric Power Research Institute. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for inviting us.